They call them crocus sacks. Is that a term they use here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And how about out of paper, like you'd get your groceries in? What do you call that?
Bag. Paper.
Okay. Now what about if you were gonna, you tell me about plowing, how would you hitch up the, you know, hook the mule on to the plow?
Well, you put, do you put, you know the whole business?
Yeah.
Well, you put the collar on the, around the mule's neck, and you put a pair of hands, what you call a pair of hands around there, fasten that, and then there's a swingle tree that fastens to the plow, mm-hmm. Then you pull the tress chains up on the mule's back, hook it to that, up at the front, and then you'd, you were ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then get behind your plow and take a mule and quit.
What'd you have that you hold on to?
Handles on the plow.
Okay. How about to, do you have to have a leather piece that you pull the...
Yeah, you had lines fastened in the mouth. Bits went in the mule's mouth and then, then fastened to the hands and then went, and you had to, back to you. Handle your plow.
Okay. How about if you were riding on one, would you have the same kind of?
Just a little short rope.
Mm-hmm.
They had a bridle on the bits of the mouth, but you just had a short rope.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
whole rope. That's one thing I didn't ever do then. I was a tomboy, but didn't ever ride. I couldn't ride.
Mm-hmm.
I got up one time on the fence, gonna get on and ride, but when I got up there, I couldn't make that. I had to get on. I didn't ever try it no more.
You were scared of them?
It didn't look right. I could drive tractors, ride mules, fly, but I just could not ride that mule back.
Yeah.
It didn't look right.
How would you hook them up to a wagon? Same way?
Same way.
Do you have a piece? Was there a piece on the wagon that
they had shafts on the wagon, and a swinging tree that you hooked in the same traces to, you know, you ready to go again.
And that was with just one.
Huh? You could go hook him up to a wagon or a car. Some people had just a two-wheel cart.
And
what they call the car was made kind of like the children's car now, and it had long shafts. Don't chase it in a sack, went across the back, you know.
Okay.
To hold handles it.
Right.
Hold them up and then going down the road.
Okay. How about with two mules on it?
You'd have to have a pole in between them.
But otherwise, you just do it the same way.
It's wanting to be the same way, but to be a pole between them.
Would there be the same swingle tree that hook it to?
Each one would have a swingle tree. And then it's a pole between. Then they'd go one in front of them. It's hooked onto the front of them.
Mm-hmm.
The hands for it, see, they couldn't get apart.
Okay. Now, what about the roads out there? Where you live?
The endless road. You don't know about it. There's hills and holes and good. They're just a right away cut through the woods. It was. That's the way the roads were back then.
How long before they started paving any of them?
I can't tell you exactly that.
But
they weren't working them up. Let's say they went to working up the roads. In about 30 days, I imagine, because you don't know, you know, I don't know.